Or the comment was that I had shared about being spit on another time, and could I share that experience? I was at the chaplain's school, and I had had two tours, and people didn't know there were some very odd things that happened at both my first assignment and then in Korea. And so I'd gotten two very high-ranking medals, what are called meritorious service medals, for somebody that new to the military. And so we're at the chaplain's school. We've come out of a big, I think it was a commemoration for something, and this male chaplain saw me, and he saw these two MSMs on me, and he looked at me and he just said, "You couldn't have possibly deserved those medals," and spit on me. And it was just, you know, and it's interesting, when I give talks, I often ask people how many have been spit on, and it amazes me how many people raise their hands. And I said, "Well, I don't know about you, but for me it was a lot like a gas grill lighting up." And so I knew, you know, having been a gymnast and everything, I better get myself in control. And so I love that passage from Science and Health where Mrs. Seti says, if you don't control evil suggestions in the first instance, they will control you in the second. I heard it as in the first instant because I knew it was needed to happen quickly. And so then the voice said, the soldiers spit on Jesus, and it just quenched any sense of anger. And then it said, when you said you wanted to follow me, did you think I meant only in the easy footsteps? I said, no, Lord, I'll follow you all the way to the cross if that's what's necessary. And then it said, what must a man have been through to be able to bring himself to spit on another human being? So see, it's not about you. And then my thought, I found myself saying that to him and reaching out and embracing him. And when he heard that, you could see it just almost like hit him like a brick in the face. And I think he realized what he had done. It had been emotional, and I don't even think he'd realized what he'd done. But it hit him like a brick in the face. And he fell to his knees and begged me to forgive him. And so what I learned from that was that there is nothing that love cannot dissolve. And so it was just a very moving experience, a very learning experience for, I think, both of us. And it was interesting because I was spit on three other times, and it didn't have any reaction on me whatsoever. And even one of the times I was arguing with my artillery guys that we were road marching with, and I was saying, I don't even think that guy meant to spit on me. And they're going, yes, he did. But it was like, you know, it just wasn't there anymore for me. Her comment, I'm just saying this for the other folks, was that so many people seem to be very starved for that type of positive attention or whatever. And it's interesting because I think Mrs. Seti sums it up really wonderfully, very similar to what you said, and I'm sure you learned it out of here, was in the message to 1902, it's in a place, part that she calls godlikeness. And it says, happiness consists in being and doing good. Only what God gives and what we give ourselves and others through his tenure confers happiness. Conscious worth satisfies the hungry heart, and nothing else can. And so I think it's that sense of, can you be conscious of worth? Now, it's interesting you should say that, because we do a prison ministry in the Ocala Church, and we were talking with these inmates, and it was very interesting because this inmate seemed so bubbly that night, and he said, you know, he said, I was sitting out, and this is an inmate saying this, he said, I was sitting out watching the sun set, and he said, I was thinking of the beauty in God's universe and the magnitude of what he had done and what an amazing creator he was and how he had created it all good and beautiful and everything. And he said, I realized I need to do that more. And I said to him, and you need to say that when you look at yourself. And he went, oh. But all of the inmates in the room went, because you're right, I don't know that there's a lot these days in commercials or anything else, or all the stuff that you hear coming at us, or the texting, or whatever it is, that brings to people that true sense of self-worth, that you are God's beloved child. And I do truly believe there's very few things any more powerful than that recognition. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Were you in the military before you became a chaplain, or did you go into the military to become a chaplain?
I did. I was. I became in the. I went to the Mother Church in their program first, then to become a chaplain. I was not in the military. I was in graduate school when that happened. Yes, ma'am. Was I able to conduct Christian Science services? Whenever you found Christian Scientists at your location, now you didn't get into competition with a local branch church if you were in the States, but in Korea, I remember there was an Air Force chaplain who found two Christian Scientists at his post, and I had a Christian Scientist up at the division with me up at the, on the DMZ. And so we were so excited because Miss Jane Robbins was going to give the lecture. And so we were even arranging to get them all to the lecture as well, not just the services. And so we were all very disappointed, the young man that I had up at the division, when we found out our biggest field problem of the year, which we would not be excused from, was going to be that week, and we would not be allowed to go to the lecture. So I said to the young man, I said, we're not going to be upset about this. We are going to be part of that lecture. I said, I'm going to find you wherever you are. And I found his infantry unit, and we got up on the rocks, and we took out our lesson, and I said, we'll read our lesson, and we'll try to do that fairly close to the time. And so this is a couple hours before the lecture was to start, and he and I are reading our lesson and on this big rock, and this general comes over the rock, and he goes, well, Chaplain Horton, what are you doing? Explain, you know, that there was this lecture today, but we couldn't, in Seoul, and we couldn't attend it. And I said, so my private and I are reading the Bible lesson. And he goes, well, what time is that lecture? And I said, well, it's in about 2 hours. And he goes, well, I have to leave for a meeting in Seoul. And he said, I've got this great big helicopter. I've got three extra seats on it. And he said, you can come with me. I'll fly you down there. And I'm like, okay. and the young private looks at the general, and he goes, sir, I don't think my platoon sergeant will let me leave. And the general kind of points to his star, and he goes, yes, he will. Yes, he will. And so the private goes, okay. And so he says, I'll tell them. And so he, private and I get in there, and of course we got the camouflage all over our face and everything, and we're in our field gear and everything, and he's got his M16. So we get to the helipad in Seoul with the general, and we're just getting out of the helicopter, and we see the Air Force generals or Air Force chaplains right there with his two guys. So all we have to do is walk over, get in his car. He drives us to the society in Seoul. We walk in. Of course, the only seats left are in the front row. So here we are in our camouflage face and him with his M16, you know. And Miss Robbins never missed a beat. She'd been a bush pilot in Alaska and everything. And afterwards, she came up and just hugged the kid. And she was so wonderful. And it was a lovely, lovely lecture. And then I explained we needed to get back to catch our helicopter back with the general. And so the Air Force people drove us back. Right as we drove up, here was the general coming out of his meeting. We got back in the helicopter and flew back down. So it was very interesting. Because we said we are not going to resent the fact that it seemed like we wouldn't be able to go. We were going to affirm that we could be part of that lecture. And that correct sense would be my reading of why that all those opportunities just happened to sync perfectly together, because that's the way God works. And it was so cute to see a little Boy Scout with the team members from that. It's a special battalion of 125 people that go to the worst disasters. And at the time this came out of me, I didn't know they did the earthquakes in Mexico. They'd done the floods in Iowa. And so they'd done all these other things. I thought they were just fire and rescue workers. And so I almost changed a line in here. But of course, the voice in my head said, don't change that line. It's correct. And if I can just read that and then we'll end? Okay, it might be a good note to end on. It was called The Best in Human Character. Almighty and merciful God, how great a task it is to offer prayer for humble servants who come to bear, and many times through constant care, faithfully they're always there. In each day upon them cast your ever-watchful eye. For in their neighbor's time of need, not one just simply passes by. They find and rescue in distress so dire, oftentimes of earthquake, wind, and fire, and unknown dangers cannot stay because you preserve them in the way. In this a free and open land, where freedom flows from hand to hand, their duty done lifts hearts on high, as stars and stripes so boldly fly, an emblem of their selflessness, a spirit pure and blessedness. Their kind and tender manner would constitute their banner. Theirs is a courageous work, ne'er deterred where dangers lurk. The best in human character they show, and most of us would hardly know. Their valor's rarely e'er perceived, in recognition well deserved. To our ideals and values hold, this is the American spirit, bold, to rise, to help and heal, we this evening now reveal, to look on them with gratitude, for brave and noble fortitude, for duty done and valor lived, we thank them, Lord, and ask you give your recognition, e'en divine, the fire only can refine their hearts and souls to serve thee more, your greater purpose now. For rescue workers, living and deceased, we ask your blessings, grace, and peace. So.